Bill Knott, 1940-2014. I'm writing this in purple ink, as was his wont, a phrase that would have put him in stitches, another cliche he'd scorn urgently. I miss my friend, whose absence could fill a room with stories from those whose lives he touched and tortured, like the kid who quit his class, then risk another thesaurus tossed at his head. When my son was sick, Bill wrote, if I believed in God, I'd pray, but since I don't, here's something to help. Not cashing the check made him angry, but stormy feelings were his domain, remnants of the orphanage and army. He changed the name of his collected tome on Amazon every day, settling for Dropping Sylvia Plath on Hiroshima and Other Poems. An unlikely ladies' man, lavender ink often leaking down his shirt. Let's leave him where I saw him last, on a bed in a Mass Ave mattress firm, sitting beside a gorgeous novelist, both of them bouncing and testing, collapsing and laughing, then resting.